I don't know about you guys, but I feel like just shouting a little while, amen? God sure has been good, hadn't he? You can go ahead and be turning to John chapter number 1. I was sitting there thinking this morning, I thought, well, I may not even get to preach. But there's a young Marine that told me he didn't care what happened today, I better preach, amen? And I guess I better preach. I hugged his neck down at the store the other night and thought I'd grabbed a hold of a light pole. I mean, it just like hugging that pulpit. I mean, his boy's hard as a rock, so I don't want to make him mad this morning. Amen? John chapter number 1. We're going to look at some scriptures this morning. Thank you, Brother Todd. In John chapter number 1, we're going to look at who the Lord is. Who the Lord is. Our Sunday school lessons, our theme over these last 8 weeks have been lessons from legends, lessons from legends. And we studied several people in the Bible. We had David, Simon Peter, was it Rahab the harlot? We had several of those, and it was a really good Ruth. Had one Sunday we studied on Ruth and her life. But this thing culminated today in the life of Christ, in talking about Jesus and who he is and what he is. Amen? Matter of fact, that's something that you might ought to get straight and you might ought to get settled, this thing of who the Lord is. Amen? He's a lot of different things to a lot of different people. To some, he's just a Christmas story. Amen? We got you watch, come, I don't know what day Christmas falls on this year, but our Christmas service, whatever Sunday that is, you watch, this place will be jam-packed. The balcony will be full. The choir will be full. They won't be a seat in the house. And that's okay. Some preachers, I mean, they get them once a year and they rip their faces off and tell them how backslid they are. And I'm glad they come once a year. But that's the only time there's any church about them is during the holiday. Amen. Y'all all right? To some people, he's just an Easter story. And to some, he's even less than that. There are many religions that teach that he was a good man. And yes, he was. But he was so much more than that. And we're going to read about it this morning. I'm just going to brag on him for a few minutes. I don't even know if I'll preach, but he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So, hey, I just want to lift him up and brag about him. Did I mention? They sang a song, goes like this. Did I mention that I love him? Did I mention that I love him? I love him this morning. Amen. And he's not just my Easter story, which he is my resurrection. Amen. And one of these days, because he resurrected, I'll resurrect. Amen. I'll rise to meet him in the air, and so shall I ever be with the Lord. And you too, if you're saved. Amen. He is my Christmas story, but he's so much more than that. He is the gift of God. Amen. He is eternal salvation for those who believe. But he's so much more than that. John chapter number 1. Y'all got your Bible open. Say amen.
Amen.
John chapter number 1. The Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And I like this. And the Word was God. I take that literal. I believe the Bible says what it means, and I believe it means what it says. Amen. I don't try to blend into none of this spooky hocus pocus stuff. I just believe what it said. Amen. I won't try to give you a Greek definition or a Greek word. That's all I can do to order at Taco Bell. Amen. So I'm glad God gave me an English Bible. Amen. Amen. Look at verse number 2. The same was in the beginning with God. Now, you need to mark her down. This is all talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And I'm going to stop reading right there. Let's talk just for a few minutes this morning about who is Jesus. Who is Jesus? John chapter number 1 is one of the very foundational building blocks of our doctrine and what we believe. Do you understand that? If we've got this thing wrong about who Jesus is and what Jesus is, we've got it wrong about everything else. It's like building a house with no foundation. Amen. We built my house back in 2001, and the guy was digging my the footer, the foundation, and I was pulling the measurements off the blueprint and giving them to him, and he was laying them out on the ground. Well, he wanted to know what the width of the house, where is the front of the house, and stupid me, I looked down at the blueprint. Instead of looking at the wall of the house, I measured all the way out to the front of the front porch. So he dug a footing out there where my front porch goes. Long story short, we had to fill that back in and back the footing up and get it in the right place. But over the years, we just filled that in and thought, oh, it'll be okay. We built our porch. And over years, our porch just started settling. Just like that. Just slowly sinking. Just slowly going down. I fixed it just here a few weeks ago. Brother Freddie, finally, I got it leveled up. And the thing, and I'm talking about an 8-foot wide porch was 3 inches. That's a lot in an 8-foot section. It was 3 inches out of level. What happened, there was no foundation for that porch to stand on. Hey, and when we first put it there, it looked just right. I mean, it was dead level. Everything looked good. But over time, because there was nothing solid to hold it up, over time, it just began to sink and sink and sink. And if you build your life on anything other than Jesus Christ and the fact of who He is and the fact, good Lord, somebody help me, and the fact of what He is, it'll just sink over time because your foundation's built on shaky ground. But I'm glad my feet are planted on solid rock this morning. Levi sang about it a while ago. He said, I stand on what never changes. I stand on what never changes. Listen, I don't just believe he's a good man. I believe he's a God man. Amen. He said he was God in the flesh. Amen. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I believe Jesus Christ was just as much man as he was God, and I believe he was just as much God as he was man. You say, how's that possible? Well, we won't go through the whole thing, but the Holy Ghost overshadowed a little girl named Mary. That's what we call immaculate conception. Y'all all right with that? Amen. Y'all okay with that? I don't believe Mary had been sleeping around. I don't believe her and Joseph been fooling around on the side. I believe what the Bible said, a virgin shall bear a child and shall call his name Jesus. I don't think she'd ever known a man. I don't think she'd ever laid her hands on a man. And I don't believe a man ever laid his hand on her. But by the way, the Holy Ghost of God came by one night and overshadowed her, and she conceived and bear a God child. Amen. Amen. I believe that thing with all my heart. And see, if you don't have that right, you ain't got nothing else right. You say, well, this is simple and we all believe that. Do we really? You don't get out much, do you? We've got people today who are sincere about serving a God that is not a lie. Amen. The choir where I was this past week in Pensacola down at Brother McGahee's, they sang a song and said, I went by the grave of old Buddha. I went by the grave of old Buddha and looked in and saw his bones. Said, I went by and saw the grave of Muhammad and looked in and there he lay. But then I went by a little garden. Amen. I went by a little garden where they laid the Lord Jesus Christ. But there wasn't nobody in that grave. Hallelujah, because he's not in the ground. He's on a throne this morning. Amen. That's who I'm serving, not a dead God. Wouldn't it be a waste of time? Did you ever go to the graveyard? Did y'all ever do that? My aunt just died, back this past January, my aunt died, and they got her grave marker finally at the grave. And I went by the grave and to see her grave marker, and I was standing there for a minute, and I was looking down at the ground, and I said, boy, I sure do miss you. I sure do miss you. And boy, all of a sudden it hit me. I'm talking to dirt.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
I'm talking to bones. They ain't nobody in there. She can't hear me. And by the way, if I want to talk to my Aunt Gail, I need to be looking this away and not a looking that away. Amen. Hey, wouldn't it be a shame just to pray your prayer to a God that cannot hear you? Wouldn't it be a shame to teach your little children, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep? Hey, you better teach them who that Lord is. Amen. There's a lot of them being called Lord today, but ain't no Lord about them. Amen. There is a real God. There is a real God. Now listen, it's illegal to do what I'm about to do, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'll just put it this way. One of our presidential candidates. One of our presidential candidates. He believes in Jesus. Boy, it got quiet on me. Some of y'all looking at me like, I thought they both believed in Jesus. They both say they do. Don't say a whole lot of evidence, but they both say they do. But one of them, what he believes about Jesus, if he really knows what his church teaches, is he believes that Jesus is the devil's brother. I won't say which candidate, but it's the one that's a Mormon. And I'm not politicking from the pulpit. I'm just telling you, there is a group of people, they believe in Jesus, but what they believe in Jesus, their doctrine, their belief, what they have been taught is totally wrong. You don't get to heaven by Lucifer's brother. Are y'all listening to me? You don't even get to heaven by Lucifer's cousin, second cousin, third cousin, aunt, uncle, hey, grandma, grandpa. No, it's Jesus Christ or nobody. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now I wonder how many of you would be real honest this morning and say, I want to go to heaven when I die. That's all of us, surely. Surely we all want to go to heaven when we die. You better get this right. Hey, youngins, you got to get that right. Hey, riding the bus ain't enough. I've done that half my life. Riding the bus ain't enough. Joining the church ain't enough. Getting dunked in the baptistry ain't enough. Right. You got to get under the blood. Amen. Yeah. You got to get under the blood of Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hey, Jesus died for sinners. Amen. There was an old bumper sticker I had years ago. And here's what it said. If there is another way, why did Jesus have to die? If there is another way, there was only one that could pay the atonement for my sin and yours. And it had to be one who was perfect. Who was spotless. Let's look at Christ just for a minute. I know what time it is. I'm well aware of it. I'm going to be quick this morning, I promise you. I want to talk about Jesus and his relationship to God. Then we have Jesus and his relationship to the galaxies, or creation. And then we have Jesus and his relationship to the gospel. And I probably won't get all that preached this morning, but you've got to get these foundational truths about Jesus and about who he is, or you're going to have a messed up religion that won't take you nowhere but to church on Sunday. Wouldn't it be a shame to live and grow up in this society and be faithful to some church or some religious organization all your life and then die and go to a devil's hell and burn forever and ever and ever and ever just because you didn't have the foundational truth about who Jesus is? Amen. I know this is too simple for some of you, but there may be one here that don't understand it. There may be one here that don't realize just who he is and just what he's done for them. Amen. His relationship to God. Now watch it in verse number 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. We need to understand Jesus in his eternal existence. His eternal existence. Somebody said, when did Jesus begin? He didn't.
That's right.
You can't explain that. I can't either. Prove it. Look around.
Yeah.
All the proof I need is what he said.
Yes, sir.
I believe his word, and he said if he said he's just always has been and he just always will be, I ain't got to have a scientific mind. I ain't got to have a litmus test. Hey, I've got the word of God on it. I've got God's word on the matter. Hey, that he just always has been before the foundation of the world. He came before creation. By the way, couldn't have been no creation without a creator. Y'all understand that? Let me say it again. They couldn't have been a creation without a creator.
Amen.
This did not come from an explosion.
Amen.
You got to be jacked up from the floor up to believe
Amen.
Stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
When I was little, you can't buy them no more, but we used to get M80s. Who knows what an M80 is? Say yes. Hallelujah. It will blow a toilet 20 foot off the wall.
Yes, sir.
How I know this, I don't know, but trust me, it will. Yeah, anyway. We lit up a few at Pauling County High School, amen. We had M80s when I was a kid, and I used to put model cars together, and I'd put an M80 inside that model car and light it and roll that thing down a hill.
Yeah.
About halfway down that hill, that fuse would get to the end, and kablooey, there would be model car all over the place. I didn't blow up the model car in it, create a better one. Amen. I didn't blow up a Ford Maverick and get a 69 Z28 Camaro.
Yeah, on,
dear God, if that had worked, I'd put a stick of dynamite in your car today.
Amen.
Amen. My wife drives a junker, clunker, amen. You couldn't even drag it in for, what do they call that, cash for clunkers? They'd probably pay us not to bring. Anyway, are y'all listening? It's just wore out. Let's put a stick of dynamite in it.
Yeah.
And see if it blows up, it turns into a new car.
Yeah.
That's their theology.
Yes, sir.
That's the way they think. It just blew up. And then out of that explosion, we got animals and people. And
yeah.
We got all these plants and all these. It made a whale.
Yeah.
And a dolphin and a giraffe and a rhinoceros. I'm just really stupid when you think about it, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. I know some of these kids are going to go to school tomorrow and say, my preacher said you're stupid. Well, if a shoe fits, amen. The duration of Christ. We need to understand that he's eternal and is in his existence.
Yes, sir.
He's eternal in his existence. I've wrote so small I cannot see my notes, so y'all bear with me. He says, in the beginning, in the beginning. That's the same words as we have in the front of our Bible. Amen. In the beginning. In the beginning just marks a measure of time. It doesn't tell us when Christ arrived. Because in the beginning is the first measure of time we have.
Yeah, right.
Amen. I'm a History Channel. I watch the History Channel. I mean, I like it all. I like them swamp people where they're shooting the alligators. I like it. But History Channel, all the time, they're talking about how this is billions of years old and billions
yeah,
of years.
Preacher.
They're crazy.
Amen,
it's 6,000 years old.
Yes, sir.
According to the Word of God. Amen. It's 6,000 years old. They said the Grand Canyon took, oh, thank Brother Rusty's got a magnifying glass. No, thank it ain't that bad at all. They say, well, it took billions and billions of years to create the Grand Canyon. He's got a big magnifying glass. Don't hold that up in front of your face, brother. That's scary. Amen. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Grand Canyon. It took billions of years to form that Grand Canyon. Do you know they've proved that thing could be created in like 40 days?
That's right, preacher.
Just by chance of runoff from a huge flood.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, preacher.
Amen. We need to understand him in his eternal existence and understand him as co-creator with God.
Right.
See, we believe in a Godhead.
Yes, sir.
We believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Not God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
They're three, but they're one. They're three, but they're equal. There's not a hierarchy there.
Yeah.
And they're all three God.
Amen.
I believe that.
Yes, sir.
Let me say it again. I believe that.
Amen.
There's a crowd going around. They put a big emphasis on you got to baptize in Jesus' name and Jesus
yes,
only.
Sir.
Wasn't that way when Jesus got baptized?
Right.
When Jesus got baptized, there's three people showed up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus was there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
While he was being baptized, the Spirit of God descended like a dove from
yeah.
heaven.
Yeah.
And then the voice of God spoke out of heaven,
yeah.
saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased."
Yeah.
Amen. There they all three are. Showing up at the same time, at the same place. We see them all three in creation. God said, let us.
Yeah.
Who's us? Son and Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Y'all listening? Let us create man in our image. Did you know that you're a tripart being? Body, soul, and spirit. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, if you're not saved, according to the Bible, your spirit's dead, but can be quickened.
Yes,
amen. This morning to live again. We need to understand the duration of Christ. In the beginning was the Word. That's talking about Him. We need to understand the dwelling of Christ. Where was He? The Word was what? With God. With God from the very beginning. And then the deity of Christ. The Word was God. Listen to me. Jesus Christ is not a sandal-wearing manger babe this morning. He's not an Easter play. He's God. Capital G, O-D, He is Jehovah God. And He is in control this morning. And He is my Savior. And He is my Master. And He is my Lord. And He's a good Lord. And He's a good King. And He's a good God. And you'll never go wrong putting your faith and your trust in Him. Who is Jesus? We just got to get her down, friend. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus in His relationship to God? He's equal with God. The Bible said He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. You know, that's what had the scribes and the Pharisees all tore up. They said He was blaspheming. I mean, taking a curse upon Himself. They said He was blaspheming because He said He was equal with God. But He was. And He is. And He always will be. Amen. He always will be. His relationship to God. Then His relationship, and I've already got on this a little bit, but His relationship to creation. If we've got to look around, people, and understand, we've got to teach our children so that they know right when they sit under a whacked out teacher who tells them that we evolved and you used to be a monkey. Are you listening to me? That's crazy. I can prove them wrong day in, day out, and it doesn't take a college education to do it. All you've got to do is ask this question, where is it in process?
Yes, sir. Amen, preacher.
Where is it? I've been to the mall.
Yeah.
I've been to Six Flags.
Yes, sir.
I ain't seen no monkey men.
Amen.
I've seen Planet of the Apes. Ain't seen nothing like that at the mall.
Come on, preacher.
Come on. We've got picture proof of over 200 years of history. Ain't been no monkey people.
That's right, preacher.
Ain't been no donkey people.
Amen.
That's all in fairy tales.
Yes,
that's all at the movies.
That's
if
right.
Evolution was real, we'd see it somewhere.
Yes, sir, you're right.
Somewhere there'd be something hung up in between.
Yes.
So kids, when your teacher says we come from monkeys, tell them, show me one. Show me a monkey that's down at the mall signing autographs and talking to people. Yeah, but they're such intelligent creatures and they kind of look like us. And are you serious?
Yeah, come on.
I taught my dog to see it.
Amen.
They teach porpoises to save people's lives.
Yes, sir.
You can teach all kind of animals all kind of things. That doesn't make them human. By the way, I don't care if they test them.
Yeah. That's right. They got no soul.
Y'all listening? I don't care if they test them, if they come up with a cure for cancer to heal my stepdad.
Yeah, that's right.
If it cost a poor monkey his life, I hate it.
Amen, preacher. Yes, sir.
I hate it, boo-boo, but you got to go. Daddy going to live. Bunch of tree huggers, you look at me and tell me you wouldn't sacrifice a monkey to save one of your children.
Yeah.
That ain't in my notes, it just came out. We need to know Christ and His relationship to God. We need to know Christ and His relationship to our world. He made it.
Amen.
He made it. Read Revelation chapter 4 and verse number 11 sometime.
Yeah.
Just read it sometime. It'll tell you who created it.
Amen.
He did. In the beginning was what? What's up? Genesis 1:1? Somebody help me. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Can I say it again? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Amen.
Can it be that simple? Oh, it's more simpler than that.
Yeah.
It's more simpler than that. When we say created, He spoke.
Yeah.
He said, let there be light.
Amen.
And there was light.
Right.
Did you know he spoke everything into existence that
yes,
he made
sir.
Except you and me?
Amen.
Everything God made, he just said it and it was.
Right.
And you know what? The Bible said he saw it and it was good.
Amen.
In other words, he liked what he created.
Yeah.
And he spoke every bit of that into existence.
Amen.
But on that sixth day, on that sixth day, he said, I'm going to make something special.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said, I'm going to make something that'll love me.
Yeah.
I'm going to make something that'll worship me.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make something that'll follow me.
Amen.
And he said, son, for this creation, let us make this one in our image.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's make something son-liking unto us.
Hallelujah.
And he reached down in the ground for the first time in creation and touched it.
Yeah.
The Bible said he formed man out of the dust of the earth.
Amen.
Now watch this. He didn't stop there.
Amen.
And he breathed into his nostrils.
Yeah.
The breath of life.
Yeah.
And man became a living soul.
Yes,
would I be too far out on a limb to say this morning, I have the very breath of God?
Amen.
Would you be okay with that statement?
Amen.
I have the very breath of God this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to get happy this morning. Hey, you're sucking and blowing God's air this morning. He's resuscitated us. Amen. And you hath he quickened, Ephesians chapter 2, who were dead in trespasses and sin. Hey, on that New Year's Eve when I got born again, I got Holy Ghost mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and what was dead inside me became alive. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to get happy this morning. Mel Gibson, when he made his movie, The Passion of the Christ, and I'm not here to argue over whether it was correct or I wish they'd have done it in English, but I would have understood it a whole lot better. But I'm funny about that English, in case you didn't notice. It's funny how God gave us a Bible in English.
Yeah.
So anyway, he was having his interview with the big shot lady. What's her? Barbara Walters. I believe it was, Barbara Walters. And he looked at Barbara Walters, and here's what he said, Brother Freddie. He said, now you must understand, Barbara, we're all God's children. Wrong answer.
That's right.
Not according to this book, we're not all God's children.
That's right, preacher.
Jesus looked at one crowd and said, ye are of your father, the devil.
Yes, sir.
We've received the spirit of adoption,
yes,
whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Yes,
I was not always God's child.
Amen.
But I have always been God's creation.
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Amen.
I have always been God's creation.
Yes,
ain't nothing created without Him creating it.
That's right.
By the way, life starts in the womb.
Amen, preacher.
Not in the delivery room.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Start with throw that out there. Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen, preacher.
You go to the doctor, Levi, how far along y'all are? 3 months. They went to the doctor last week, a week before last, and you know what Levi said? He said, I've got to hear its heartbeat.
Amen.
I've got to hear its heartbeat. I'm talking about a peanut. Got a beating heart.
That's right.
That's God's creation.
Amen.
That's God's creation. And well, I know I'm going to get somebody mad this morning, but to kill it is telling God he didn't know what he was doing when he put it there.
Amen.
Well, this ain't got nothing to do with the message. I better move on.
That's good.
I believe God put it there.
Yeah. Yeah.
God allowed that life to be.
That's right. Amen.
Smile, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
If you believe something else, just help yourself. You've got every right to be wrong.
That's
amen.
Right, preacher.
We have God's relationship, or Jesus' relationship to God the Father. We have His relationship to creation and the world in which we live. Hey, it bears His own fingerprint. Brother Freddie and I were looking at a map of the world. Yeah, I forgot where we were. Me and Brother Freddie were standing somewhere looking at a map. He said, I want to show you something. I said, what is it? He said, look at this. And he put his hands up there. It's like you could see the handprints of God. Amen. You remember that? That just amazed me. I believe we have a Creator.
Amen.
No explosion. No amoebas crawling out of a mud hole. None of that stuff. I believe God created us. You know what I believe Adam looked like? I'm going to go way out on a limb. I'm going to tell you what Adam looked like. He looked like me. How do you know? Because he's perfect. No, seriously. I believe he looked just like us.
Yeah.
Well, what color was he? I don't know. Kind of figure maybe a Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. He looked like us. I don't think he was hunched over.
That's right.
I don't think he had a club over his shoulder.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
I don't think when he walked off with Eve that day he was dragging her by the hair of the head.
That's right, preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
In other words, Adam was just what we are.
Yes, sir.
A sinner who needed God.
Amen.
It hadn't much changed, has there?
No, sir.
Jesus, his relationship to the God, his relationship to creation. Now, I want you to look at his relationship to the gospel. You've got to get these in order. You've got to get these straight. Jesus is the gospel.
Amen.
What is the gospel? It's the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the gospel we teach. That's the gospel we preach. That's the gospel we believe.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, we have the remedy in Christ.
Right.
We have the remedy in Christ. He said in verse number 4, in him was what? Life. And life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Amen. People think, oh, if I get saved, I'm gonna have to give this up and get. No, it ain't what you give up, it's what you get.
Amen, preacher. Yes,
it's what you get.
Yes,
listen, friend, because of him, I'm going to heaven when I die. My reservation is made, my bill is paid, I'm just waiting on the trip. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said, well, what if you fall off of grace? I'm not on grace.
Amen, preacher.
I'm in grace.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. Isn't that cool? I'm in grace. I'm not on it.
That's right.
You say, well, you don't believe you can lose your salvation. Mine would have been gone a long time
yes,
ago.
Sir.
And it
yes,
would
sir.
Be wherever yours is this
yes,
morning.
Because
they ain't a one of us would still be saved.
That's right,
I'd have to get saved several times, probably every day.
Amen.
Am I by myself?
Yeah.
I'd have to do it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd have to keep the baptistry going because
yes,
I'd have to baptize every one of y'all at least twice a week.
Amen.
Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Man, I'm in grace. I'm not on grace.
Yeah.
Amen. He is the remedy.
Yes.
Hey, there is a disease and it's called sin, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. All our righteousness is as filthy rags. Hey, brother, y'all get to thinking you're so good and you're all this and you've achieved this and you've
yeah.
achieved that.
Yeah.
We have achieved nothing.
Amen, preacher.
Nothing.
Yes, sir.
Outside the grace of God,
that's
we're sinners
right.
on our way to hell plus
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
Well, I have you know I'm highly educated. Oh, you'll go to hell smart.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I want you to know I've made a lot of money. You'll go to hell rich.
Amen.
While your kids fight over the money you left
yes,
them.
Amen.
Rich people burn right beside poor people.
Yes, sir.
Educated right beside uneducated.
Yes, sir.
White right beside black.
Amen.
Black right beside Japanese.
Yes,
Japanese right beside Hindu and Indian.
Amen.
I'm just here to tell you, friend, without Christ, hell's our future.
Amen.
But there is a remedy.
Yes, sir.
For God so loved the world
Amen.
That he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Yes, sir.
Are you glad about it this morning?
Amen.
There is a remedy in Christ Jesus. He is the remedy for a sin-sick world. Who is Jesus?
Amen.
He's God.
Yeah.
How did we get here? He created us.
Amen.
How do we prepare for our future? The same one who is God who created us
yeah.
also became a Savior
yeah.
who saved us.
Yes.
As he went to Calvary and he bore my sin and he bore your sin,
Amen.
The sin of everybody past, everybody present, and everybody future.
Yes,
one time at Calvary,
yeah.
he took care of it all.
Yeah.
And he died for me and he died for you.
Yes. Yeah.
And we ought to lift that up. We got to talking, I met a lady in Florida this week, and we were standing there talking after church, and she was an older lady, and she was telling me about her daddy, and her daddy's in a nursing home and early stages of Alzheimer's, and she was talking to her daddy, and the preacher had came in to visit, and he said, Daddy, tell the preacher who married you and Mama. He said, it's that old, that tall, skinny fella that was on TV. He couldn't remember his name. It's Billy Graham.
Yeah.
Billy Graham. Man, wouldn't that be cool? Say Billy Graham married her. That'd be cool. So I know a lot of people down on the poor man. I disagree with some stuff in the directions he went, but he done more when he is right.
Amen.
Than you can shake a stick at.
Yes, sir.
I know a pastor, Brother Paul Hebert. He may be listening on the radio right now. Brother Paul, he's a friend of mine, Second Baptist Church in Dallas, Georgia. He's a Cajun, still is a Cajun. Crazy, ain't got a lick of sin. But he was in Louisiana, where he is born and raised, New Orleans, and he was watching TV one night, and he was watching Billy Graham, and he got saved right there in his living room. And now he's a pastor, amen? But I was telling him how that several years ago, I was watching a classic sermon by Billy Graham. I was in a hotel somewhere, and it was from the 60s. And he had a stadium, Brother Todd, full of people. I'm talking about probably 40, 50,000 people. It was jam-packed. And he preached a message probably twice as simple as what I've brought to you this morning. There is not a child in that balcony that wouldn't have understood his sermon. Amen. From front to end. It was not very dramatic. It was just a clear presentation of the gospel. Amen. And they panned that crowd, and there wasn't a dry eye in the place. People were trembling, feared for going to hell. We've got to get back there.
Amen.
We've got to get back there where Jesus is enough.
Yes, sir.
And the power of God is enough.
Yes, sir.
That the pulpit should not be a place to see how eloquent we can be or how well we can impress you or how well we can get money out of you. That stuff's straight out of hell. And it ought to be Jesus and Jesus only. And we ought to lift Him up and exalt Him before men and women and boys and girls because it's still Jesus and nothing else. Amen. Well, I wanna be taught about relationships. Ain't nobody teach you better about relationships than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand to our feet. I got to quit. I cut this short this morning. But please, do you know Him? Do you know Him? Listen, I didn't ask you if you knew about Him. Let's be real quiet up there, kids, okay? Help me out. Let's be real quiet just for a minute. I didn't ask you if you know about Jesus. I knew about Him. I knew about Him till I was 19 years old. But you see, I'd never met Him. I knew who He was. I knew what He was. I knew what He did. I knew that He died for me. I knew that He was sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession. I knew that, but I did not personally know Him. I could sing Amazing Grace. I knew the Romans road to salvation. I knew those verses. I heard them all my life. But I did not have a relationship with the Son of God. I wonder if that's your case this morning. I don't care if you've been in church all your life. I ask you this morning, do you know Him? Do you know Him? Is that thing forever settled in your soul? If you died right now, you're 100% sure heaven would be your home. Are you sure? Let's bow our heads this morning. Nobody looking around, heads bowed and eyes closed. Let me ask you a question one more time. Do you know Him? You say, preacher, without a shadow of a doubt, if I fell dead right now, you preach my funeral and tell my family I'm in heaven. Slip your hand up. You've got that thing nailed down. You know for sure. I mean, could nothing shake you on your faith. Thank you so much. I wonder, maybe if there's one this morning, I wouldn't embarrass you. I wouldn't come to you for nothing. I'm honest. Just want to pray for you. Maybe there's one, say, preacher, I couldn't raise my hand because I'm not 100% sure. Would you please remember me when you pray? Could you just slip your hand up and just put it, thank you, sis. Thank you for your honesty. God bless you, hon. Brother Warren, y'all help me up there in the balcony. God bless you, hon. Three young ladies. God bless you. I see your hands over there. God bless you. Is there anybody else? Preacher, I'm not sure. If I died today, heaven would be my home. I don't want to die and go to hell. If you can really get this thing settled, preacher, please pray for me. I need to know. Anybody else? Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you this morning in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for a good day. And Lord, we thank you for the truth we have in our heart about who you are, what you are and what you're doing, what you've done, what you're going to do. Lord, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the rapture. Lord, I wish it could be today. Lord, I long to see you. Lord, I can't wait to see what's in store on the other side. God, I'm glad I know in my heart that I'm going. Now, Lord, there's several here this morning couldn't raise their hand.
Lord, unsure about their soul. I pray you'd help them with it. Some are children. Lord, I pray you'd help them. Lord, not to be confused, but Lord, to get it really settled in their heart. Now, Father, you saw every hand. You know every heart. Lord, just have your way in this invitation. We'll thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.